Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Rick of the Joe here with you on this Freedom Friday. Now, I mentioned this a moment ago, and this is part of the good news. I mean, I mentioned the Missouri case. And please don't misunderstand me, because after all, it's Mr. Unity, somebody who seeks to sow unity among all in the Republican and conservative movements by simply bringing the truth to their attention and calling upon all unity-minded Republicans to rally around that truth as a means of success in 193 days. For example, is it not true that someone who abandons their post early is known as somebody that is, well, and they're abandoning, they're an abandoner, or away without leave, or someone that has not seen their duty through? Wouldn't that be a proper way of looking at it? I mean, we could put lipstick on and say, no, they're just a wonderful person. I like them, and they look so cute in their vest. Anyway, but this is another piece of the news. This is truth. This is the rallying cry of unity for all. If you're a chair of a county party or state party or working in the national party, seeking, of course, as I know all Republicans are, to rally behind Donald Trump and see him win in 193 days. We know that, right? I mean, I have proof of it in just a moment, but before I get to that proof, this piece of good news. If you look at a poll that just was released, Axios Vibes poll by the Harris Polling Company, 51% of respondents, including 42% of Democrats, support the mass deportation of illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. Nearly one-third of Democrats and 46% of Republicans also support ending birthright citizenship. I want you to hear these numbers again. I want you to let this sink in. Because, you know, what's our winning issue? What's our strategy? How do we reach the black inner city people? How do we reach the stay-at-home soccer moms in the suburbs and all these weird silos they try to keep? And I keep telling you, just talk to people. Stop trying to talk to a color or a sex or a status. Talk to people, just like you and I talk. Because here's what, and we saw this again with Jason Murray, the steam fitter union guy, right? Like, yeah, everyone sees this. Everyone I talk to is like, yeah, it's Trump, man. It's a disgrace. It's a kangaroo court. What, they just happened to find the only Republican steam fitter? Give me a break. No, there's a reason you're hearing this. This is an Axios poll. Harris is the one doing it for him. Again, these are not known as right-wing outlets. 51% of respondents, including 42% of Democrats, support mass deportation. 30% of Democrats support ending birthright citizenship. That is an astounding set of numbers. It's very good news. Now do something with it, for goodness sake. Make something happen. These people are begging to hear from leaders saying, we hear you. We're on it, man. We'll do it. Well, we tried. We tried to do something with it, and they just weren't cooperating. Goodness sake, man. Get yourself a pacifier or something. Now, there's other Republicans, all in the name of unity, of course. Like, I don't know, Chris Christie. He was on the Institute of Politics, University of Chicago panel earlier this week talking about Trump running for president.
I would have preferred any of those people over Trump. Ramaswamy and Trump, I would have hoped for a death match. Where they both die.
A literal death
yes.
match.
Where they both die.
What a disgusting pig. And that's not about his size. I'm not saying it because his rather large girth. What a pig of a human. He just said he'd rather see these two men die because, for one, they were both better candidates than he could ever hope to be. There's your unity, ladies and gentlemen. I want an article on my desk tomorrow calling out the lack of unity from Chris Christie. I want to see it happen.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.